This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Life and Faith. My name's Simon Smart. Today, the interviewer becomes the interviewee. Sheridan Voysey is a writer, speaker and broadcaster. And years ago, he had the dream of hosting a radio program, and that dream became a reality. For 5 years, Sheridan hosted Open House, an evening talk show that interviewed people from around the world on issues of life and faith. He's interviewed authors and artists, philosophers, theologians, actors and activists. He gained a large national audience and engaged both people of faith and people interested in faith, which means he fits nicely with what we're doing at CPX. Great to have you here, Sheridan.
It's good to be with you, mate.
You've interviewed hundreds of people over the years, maybe even into the thousands. Which ones stand out to you as the most inspiring?
I always laugh at that question because it's a very common question that I get asked. And you're right, it has been hundreds. In fact, it has been thousands. I was asked recently, how many interviews did you do just on Open House alone, let alone the decade or so in broadcasting before that? And a quick sum worked out to be about 1,500. So the question is a hard one for me to answer because so many people... It might be authors like Bryce Courtney, Thomas Keneally, might be singer-songwriters like Gloria Gaynor. She was fantastic. It might be well-known Christian authors like Eugene Peterson, Philip Yancey, Tony Campolo, Johnny Erickson Tada, those kinds of people. I could talk at length about any of those because I would find that in many ways, they were all inspiring in their own kind of way. One person that really comes to mind, though, which very few people would actually know, is a guy named Jeremy Begbie. Indeed, I'm sure you'd know of Jeremy Begbie, yep. Simon, who is a musical theologian, one of the, I guess, rare breeds, and somebody who has this amazing ability, because he's also a world-trained classic pianist as well, to be able to integrate music and his Christian thinking. And we had him in the studio at Open House. We had him in the studio, set him up with a piano in the corner, and got him to play the Christian story. And he did that through just using musical tones and saying, well, maybe play a harmony and say, well, this is what creation was like.
Wow.
And then the fall happened, what Christians call the fall, when human sin entered the world and suddenly he'd...
Discordant.
Discord, exactly. Mm. And then talk about recreation and Jesus coming into the world. Absolutely fascinating. Certainly was right up there in one of my most inspiring interviews.
Great treat. Mm. Well, who are the people the most surprising?
The most surprising... That's a very good question. What did I walk away feeling surprised at? Look, very, very rarely over the last few years have I walked away saying that was a disappointment. They would be the ones who would be surprising to me. The majority of the people that we seek out, or we sought out, were the people that we knew were going to be pretty good, pretty good. There was one one time that we interviewed a well-known younger author who had a particular crisis story that basically in many ways had shaped all of the books that this person had released, or maybe the adults around that person had released. And I think that all of my, 15, 16 questions were over in about 4 minutes. And that never went to air. That was surprising.
Challenging interview.
That was surprising.
What about when you've sensed that you're in the presence of great wisdom?
I've had a chance to interview some of my heroes over the years. Charles Colson would be one of those people, well known for his involvement in the Watergate scandal of 1974 with Richard Nixon.
Wisdom, born out of struggle.
Born out of struggle and an immense intellect. An immense intellect, of course, now well known for founding Prison Fellowship, which has championed prison reform right around the world. Of course, he's quite a worldview thinker. Fascinating, immense wisdom. Richard Foster, well known for his book, The Celebration of Discipline. One of those men, when you walk away, to quote another author that I once heard, you somehow intuit that you've been in the presence of God. You don't know how, but Richard Foster was one of those people, which I walked away going, gosh, that took 5 years to get that interview and it was worth the wait.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.